We learned in today's daf, emachlekes between Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, who holds that even a chepetz, which is hefker, will acquire shvisa and can only be transported within that 2,000 amah radius of its current location. What does Rabbanon hold? A chepetz of hefker doesn't get shvisa. Shvisa is a concept only applied to a person or to his possessions. But an ownerless object, that can't acquire shvisa. Why not? What's wrong with hefker? So Rashi tells us, I'm Heon Beis. Rashi concludes with the following words. A chevetz hefker is different. There was nobody there. There was no person who intended on granting shvisa to this item. It's very clear from Rashi. The concept of shvisa is something applied to a person or to his possessions. We know that the concept of tchum, although it's the Rabbanan, but it's based on the pasuk, which says, Al yetze ish mim koymai. Shvim ha-Shabbos. A person is not meant to leave his territory, go out of his makam on Shabbos. Meant to stay local. So don't go past your residence and the territory, the tchum around that residence, which is considered to be your local territory, your domain. But a chevetz of hefker doesn't have a domain, doesn't have an area of use. It's sitting out in the open, it's ownerless. The concept of shvisa only applies to a person, to a person's possessions, but not to a chevetz of hefker. Now, if it's so crystal clear, why there's no shvisa by hefker, according to the Chacham, so what is the pshat in Rabbi Yochim and Nuri? There's no unfortunate point to a Rashi, Mesechus Beis and Aflam HaTesamon Beis. Divir HaMaschil, Hochi B'mayaskin HaLamalis. We're speaking about drawing water from a shared pit, water hole, which is owned by two people, let's say. So one person draws some water. Says Rashi, at the end of the Rashi there, from Minan we say, Mar Mididei Kamamale. This person, when he draws water, he's filling his own water. It's his. It's been destined for him. Mayim She'olu B'kadai, the water that comes up in his pitcher, Hein HaMevurorin Min HaShemayim L'Chalkot. This water was predestined, Min HaShemayim, for this person to be used by this individual. It's been verified that this was destined for him. So here as well, when it comes to the chevetz of hefker, although currently nobody owns it, and perhaps shvisa can't apply, but since we know the world was created to be used by people, so it's meant to be used by somebody. It's intended for human consumption, human use. Therefore, B'yecha Menuri holds, even currently speaking, it can acquire a territory, a usage territory around it. This is the area in which a person is supposed to use this item. When a person comes along, picks it up to use, he's meant to use it within this predetermined usage area which was established during Ben Hashemashes. So, true, it's not its own inherent territory. An item doesn't have territory. But due to the fact that it's meant to be used by somebody, there's that personal element there that can be attributed to the chevetz as well. You get attached to the chevetz even in its current state. So Ben Hashemashes, although it's sitting out in the open, it will acquire a shvisa, which is its designation. This is the area in which it's meant to be used in the future by somebody. Now, based on this understanding, says the Ritzva, we can answer a very difficult kasha. The Gemara later speaks about rain, which arrived on Erev Yom Tov, which was kind of shvisa, according to Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, can only be transported at a distance of 2,000 am. What about the rain only arrived on Yom Tov itself? Gemara tells us, you can take it wherever you choose to. Why? Because it doesn't have shvisa. It wasn't around during Ben Hashemashes. As to Ritva, why doesn't it get shvisa when it arrives on Yom Tov? So true, it had no shvisa during Ben Hashemashes. It didn't acquire territory. It didn't have a tchum. But now it's here. Let it get a tchum now. Just as all the Rishonim say, Ramban, all the Rishonim say that, let's say, a person, for some reason, he didn't have shvisa ben hashmashes. He was sitting up in the atmosphere. So he never got shvisa, never got tchum. What happens if he lands on Shabbos? He gets the tchum then, he gets shvisa then. So why, when it comes to a chefetz, like rain, do we treat it differently? We say, well, if he wasn't here ben hashmashes, he can no longer acquire a tchum. He doesn't have a shvisa. Says the Ritzva, you know why? Because the tchum assigned to a chefetz of hefker, to rain, etc., according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is not its own personal tchum. It's not its inherent territory. It itself doesn't have a tchum. Rather, it's due to the fact that it's intended to be used by somebody. So it's that person factor that gives it a tchum. Therefore, says the Ritva, if a person lands during Shabbos, during Yom Tov, so he missed Ben Hashmashes, but he's here now. So Shvisa is meant to be established at the initiation of a person's Shabbos. This is his initiation. This is when his Shabbos begins. This is when he arrived. So his Shvisa can start now. Because the Shvisa there is his own Shvisa. Therefore, he can acquire it right here and now. As opposed to a Kli, as opposed to rain, which is Hefker. As we discussed, it doesn't have its own Shvisa. It's not getting a Tchum due to its own inherent din. Rather, due to the fact that it relates to people. It's going to be used by people. So it's that factor, it's the people factor that gets added to the equation which allows the Chavetz to get Shvisa. Now, says the Ritva, when do people get Shvisa? When do Bnei Adam, when are they kind of Shvisa? Now, more of Shabbos? More of Yom Tov? No, certainly not. Shvisa is acquired during Ben Hashmashes, at the initiation of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Ritva, that's why if it's a Chavetz of Hefker was present during Ben Hashmashes, in which case that personal factor, that people factor, the Shvisa, which relates to the fact that it's designated for use by people, if at that point that Shvisa can work and take effect, fine, then it takes effect. But if it's not around during Ben Hashmashes, which is a time when people are koyne Shvisa, then too bad, it missed the opportunity. But it doesn't have its own Shvisa. It's either it connects to people, which is at the point of Ben Hashmashes, when people are kohenish shvisa. So this too will get a shvisa, will get a tchum of 2,000, because it's meant to be used by people. Now if it misses that opportunity, sitting up in the atmosphere, sitting up in the clouds, doing Ben Hashmashes, for you that doesn't have shvisa, so even if it comes down during Shabbos, it arrived, too late. This is not a time that people are kohenish shvisa. And since it doesn't have its own shvisa, then it won't get Shvisa during Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara discussing the halach of rain tells us, well, they don't have Shvisa if they arrive on Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara Kasha, why not? Originally, it was at sea. V'liknu Shvisa be'kyanus. Let it get Shvisa there, during Ben Hashmashes. Ask this as a Kasha. What do you mean? If we hold that the concept of Tchum don't apply l'malam asar tzvachim, so how can you say that water is kind of shvisa when it's sitting up on the surface of the sea, which is above 10? It's lifted 10 off the ground. Says Teishus, a body of water is considered to be one entity. That's not called a malam asara. A ship traveling on the water is considered a malam asara because it's a separate entity. So it's lifted 10 off the ground, it's called a malam asara. But a body of water, that's one entity. Therefore, even the top surface of that water is considered to be like down on the ground, and therefore it can be kind of shvisa. The Gemara concludes that the water wasn't kind of Ben Hashmashes because it was in transit, it was moving. Something which is moving doesn't get Shvisa. What about if a person is moving? A person is walking along. The Machayik is Rishon. According to the Ravad, a person is moving, it's like water that's moving, it doesn't get Shvisa. Certainly a person who's moving by choice, of course he's considered to be a moving entity and therefore he doesn't get Shvisa. The Rashba disagrees. He says, something which is naturally moving, like flowing, like a river that's flowing, doesn't have Shvisa. But a person, we don't regard it like something that's moving, therefore he has Shvisa. Why is that? What's the pshat in a person? Why is he considered to be different than water? Explain to Mefarshim. The Rashba holds that something which is moving naturally, so that movement is inherent. It's part of its nature. That's called a moving entity. And therefore, it doesn't have Shvisa. It's not in one place. As opposed to a person, he's moving by choice. Therefore, says the Rashba, that's not called moving. He decides to move, he moves. He decides to stop, he'll stop. He's not inherently a moving entity. Therefore, says the Rashba, it's different than running water, which has to flow. By nature, it's flowing. A person, every step that he's taking is a separate act. Therefore, he's not considered to be a moving entity. And says the Rashba, even a walking person, who be koine shvisa dermi ashmashis.